Got up this morning, nowhere to go, so I just clicked on the James Whale Show. Yeah.
Well, there we are. Hello, guys. Recorded a classic blues intro for you, did he? That's very nice of him. Did you write this?
No, that's the email that was attached to the intro.
Hello, guys. Recorded a classic blues intro for your show. Keep rocking. You're the best. Yeah, did you like that? Did you like that? Oh, yeah. Lulu, that was Lulu. She liked that. Yeah. I'm a bit busy today, so I've got to have the dogs in the studio with me, if that's all right.
Yes, that's fine. It's the norm now, isn't it, really?
Well, it is the norm on this show. Although, on my live show on talk, this is live. That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it, really? A complaint about some of my language on the podcast, too. So I can only apologise and blame Rob for that, because he's the producer, and this is a show that gets put out over and over and over again, so he could twiddle with it if he wanted to.
Yeah, I could beat the words properly. I sort of leave it half in so you get your, like a little flavour of what you've said.
Yeah, you mother bastard. Best of luck with that. So anyway, I don't know where we start this week on my talk radio show. Did I mention my talk radio show or not? Yeah, I probably have.
No, you haven't, not yet. No,
oh, right, 7 till 10, Monday to Thursday, 7 till 10 occasionally the weekends, but Monday to Thursday, four days is enough for a man of my age. And, of course, our show here, which is available everywhere in the universe. This is a universal program, so we'd like to say hi to our listeners in Australia, into the USA. Sorry about the problems in the USA, of course. They are many and varied. It's not the USSR anymore, is it? No, it's the Russian... is it the Russian Federal Republic? Anyway, I'm not really bothered. A word to Putin. Just back off. A little mate, I know you're worried about the rise in the West of our superiority and our feelings of importance, which seem to be coming back. But honestly, we keep it under control if you do. Remember, it's not a good idea to sort of destabilize the planet. No, I'm not going to speak to Putin directly on the phone. I'm refusing. I won't talk to Trump. I won't talk to Putin. It makes no sense in having conversations with two guys who are, in effect, bullies. Sorry, can you hear something?
Can I just say that I love the Russians and the Russian president? I think they're all great.
Well, listen, St. Petersburg is a beautiful city. And sorry, can you hear something?
I repeat, the Russians are amazing people, and I've got no issue with them whatsoever, and I wish them well.
Just a minute. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Sorry, everybody. I do beg your pardon. Just a little fracas at the dog. They're not having serious fight. They're just having a little game. Anyway, we edited most of that out, so you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. Now, where were we?
We were liking the Russians because they're great people.
Yeah. Oh, yes. And they do that funny dancing, which is exceptionally nice. But, you know, you can't go around... spreading nerve gas where just any innocent person could pick it up and die. This is not acceptable behaviour, and I can only assume that there are some rogue elements somewhere who thought that this was a good idea. Listen, by the way, just so you're clear, I have absolutely no sympathy with the spy. You know, if you're going to sell secrets about your country to another country, then I think you... you probably get what you deserve, don't you?
It's on the application form for the job, isn't it? I think you get the terms and conditions.
And also, this guy had brought a death and destruction to his whole family, as far as I can see. His wife and his son already dead, apparently in mysterious circumstances. Now his daughter and himself are fighting for their lives. I'm not really sure what on earth... we can do about it, if anything. I mean, yes, the Russians have to be dealt with because of their, oh, gosh, celebrate Mother's Day and dine in for two for £10 at NMS. Can they stop sending all the time?
Have you moved your phone away now?
Yeah, why? I just...
It goes clickety-click-click-click-click down the microphone you
see. Oh, right, okay, sorry, yeah.
So you have to pay for your freebies then?
Sorry?
You have to pay for your freebies. I got one from Vodafone this morning offering me a free Easter egg. Just have to go to Tesco's and pick it up. I could forward you the link, actually, thinking about it.
Wait, hang on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. I mean, I've been on Vodafone ever since mobile phones were invented.
Yeah.
And I haven't got one.
Well, it was either a smoothie or an Easter egg. It was a naughty or nice treat. You had to pick which one you want. So I went for the naughty, obviously. And
what was a nice one?
A smoothie.
A smoothie, and that's nice?
Apparently so, yeah.
Why would that be nice?
Well, it's nicer for your body, I suppose.
Yeah. I've just checked it all, and I have not got anything from Vodafone. I'm thinking of leaving them.
No, well, you can't do that. Vodafone are amazing. Vodafone are probably the best mobile phone operator in the UK.
Yeah, well, we've had this discussion before. It costs me an arm and a leg, my phone, and I can't seem to get it any cheaper.
It's because you keep sending emojis as SMS texts.
What's wrong with that?
Well, if they're not on iMessage, then it costs you 50p per one you send.
Does it?
Yes.
50p?
Yeah, you send me about 20 whales in your texts and a thumbs up.
Off that. It's a blue. If it's a blue one, which yours is, that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what you send me. I hate to imagine what you send your friends and family.
Well, it's just, listen, when they've got those an emoji which happens to be a whale, why on earth waste time writing your name?
Yes, I know, but that whale is a picture, so you're sending it as a picture text, so you get charged every time you send one.
When I send you those little videos to put online,
yeah,
does that cost me?
Not at all, no.
All right. Well, why, when I send a little logo of a whale, does it cost me?
Because it's from the era of rip-off days.
Right, okay. Anyway, listen, back to the... sorry about this. Welcome all, wherever you are, radio stations, tablets, phones, computers, whatever you're listening to us on. So the big story, the story that won't go away is, what are we going to do to the Russians, if, in fact, it was the Russians, and not somebody trying to make the Russians look bad? Who knows? But and will we ever know? That's the interesting thing, because what we in the media are being told is not necessarily what is happening. It is what the authorities want us to tell you. Now, it may well be exactly what's happening, but I always like a conspiracy theory. So I'll just give you that to think about. This is the whole thing. I was watching my friends on Sky News earlier debating it, very seriously debating the whole thing. Well, we've got to do this, and, you know, Russians can't get away with it, and they've got to be shown they can't just march into Crimea, they can't do this in Ukraine, they can't... well, they can, if they've been doing these things, if they did, in fact, have a part to play in the American elections. Do you know, actually, I hope they did have a part to play in the American elections. I would hate to think that the Americans actually voted for Trump en masse because they thought it was a good idea.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what do we do about the Russians? We certainly can't invade them. One statistic I know is that we, in our army of around about 80,000 standing men and maybe 30,000... irregulars or territorials or whatever they call them now, the Russians have got something like about, I don't know, it's millions more than we have soldiers. One thing I do know, we've got 249 battle tanks. That sounds quite a lot, doesn't it?
We could run them over, couldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could. But, you know, the Russians have got, we've got 249, and the Russians have got, let me just count up, they've got 20,261
tanks.
Yeah.
Oh. Did I say I like the Russians? I think the Russians are a great bunch of people.
Yeah, you keep on saying that. I mean, but, you know, they have to... listen, guys, it's not nice. And considering, look, there are a lot of you guys who've got lovely apartments over here, own all sorts of things over here in this country, and I've done a bit of work for some Russians. I used to do a bit of work on The Voice of Russia. Which, I'll tell you what, their studios were based in the city of London, and I used to be a contributor for a while for them. I think they closed down, I'm not sure. But anyway, they paid handsomely well, and their studios were fantastic.
I love the Russians. Can I get a job there?
I worked for the Iranians as well for a while.
I prefer the Russians.
Well, they're very nice people. I like them. And the Iranians had an organisation, still have, a TV channel online called Press TV. And I did a show called Off the Cuff. Have we got any of those online?
I might have them in the big box of videos that you send me.
I don't know that I ever... it was difficult to get videos of them. Anyway, it was only about 7 years ago I did this. It was called James Wales Off the Cuff. The only thing that used to upset me is because the programme was quite big in Saudi Arabia, and I'm not being a fan of Saudi Arabia,
right.
I was becoming a household name. I was concerned about this in Saudi Arabia.
I probably haven't got the tapes, thinking about it, if it was only 7 years ago.
Before we started the programme, there was an audience, and it was, you know, sort of TV talk show thing with an audience discussing the news today, and I wasn't told what to say. I wouldn't have done it I'm being serious for a minute. The only thing that you would have known, it was being sold or being shown in so-called Islamic countries. It's like saying this is a Christian country, but there we are. Mind you, if you don't agree to the religion over there, you get your bits chopped off. They would come out with scarves and cover various parts of women's anatomy that they felt were on show and shouldn't be.
Well, no bits of women's anatomy should be on show on TV. Ooh.
Hang on just one moment. Right, okay, where were we?
We were talking about the Iranians covering their bits.
Okay, all right, sorry about that, guys. I've just had some bits done to the bathroom to make it easier for Melinda, who, by the way, thank you very much indeed for asking, everybody. Not much change, but she's drinking coffee now. That I always think if you can drink a cup of coffee in the morning, that must be a good thing.
Not for me. I don't like coffee.
Anyway, so sorry about that. That was the guy ringing and asking if it had all been done properly, and it had. So that was good. Thank you very much.
Good,
a little
service.
Bit difficult when you've only got one loo and you've got builders in it, and somebody isn't very well. But they were very good, very quick, and excellent. Can't say any more than that. And came from the Midlands. And, you know, I've from time to time been quite rude about the Midlands.
They've got good plumbers and bathroom fitters.
In the Midlands?
Hmm.
Yeah, so I'm bigging up the Midlands because I did think, what's the point of having the Midlands? Why not just have the North and the South and a dividing wall?
It's where you store all the best people.
In the Midlands?
Yeah.
All right, okay, all right. Going back to, it's the people, I'm trying to make this point before I lose my thread, the people that the Iranians fight. Absolutely. The ordinary Iranian people, just like you, just like me, would really like to get rid of all the religious babble going on. But they, unfortunately, like the Saudi Arabians, have dictators at their head, and the religion keeps them in their place, which is a great shame. But there we are. Maybe sense will prevail. Maybe if there is such a thing as a God, and sometimes this omnipresent being may well see what a fuck up we're making of everything and come back and stop it. You never know, do you?
I have a theory that even if God was to show himself or herself or itself, whatever
itself,
it is.
Could be a dog. Maybe it's a giant dog that we should all... That's what I think, and I'm very well... Are you chewing my shoe? You're not chewing my shoe, are you? Okay, that's a good girl. Come here, come here. I didn't mean to show. That's an old shoe. You should chew the shit out of that.
Right, okay, sorry. Yeah. I think if it was to make itself present and said that, please don't worship me, I still think the majority would still carry on.
It's the one thing that I don't understand with all the things that they will tell you and how wonderful everything, because both religions, you know, the Muslims are just as bad as the Christians. Sorry, guys, free country. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. Oh, you want to get nasty now and start moaning and, look, don't listen. All right, I've got my views, you've got yours. Thank you. Now sod off. But, you know, the Muslims and the Christians spend their time bowing down, scraping, I mean, there's some faiths where they crawl on their bellies for hundreds of miles. I mean, what sort of fuckwit does that?
Is it for charity?
No, this is for their god.
Oh.
For charity, you stupid pillock. No, and there are other forms, I believe, of Christianity, where they like to whip themselves.
Well, there are some kinky people out there, I suppose.
Other forms of Christianity where they wear a sort of garter around their thigh with spikes that dig into their legs when they walk.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Oh, yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Then the Muslims they do things and whip themselves and go and put themselves in great danger because it's showing allegiance to their God. They're all as bad as each other. I'm sorry. I would love to believe that there was some great father or mother figure looking up. I think there is, by the way. I think it's called nature. It's called nature. And I think we should understand that nature has different cycles and that when nature brings back the Ice Age, as it will, we shouldn't be upset or anything. It's just what happens. It's like it's shedding its coat and we, as the fleas on the back of a dog, you see, God, dog, dog, God, we have to adapt the way we live. Do you know, the thing about a lot of people keep saying to me, why, you know, we know Melinda, my wife, is very ill. Why do you keep doing the show? I tell you why, because I wouldn't be allowed to talk in the way I talk on the radio or when I'm doing this anywhere around here, that's for sure. So you know, some of my views are not shared by other members of my family. So it's a safety valve. But I think this is worth thinking about, don't you?
I often think about things like this.
Yeah. I mean, everybody does, you know. What God, if they say, you know, one of wants this self-congratulatory or everybody sort of fawning over them. I mean, that sounds like, singer that has to have everybody saying how lovely she is and filling up a dressing room with puppies, otherwise she doesn't want to go on.
Adele.
No, I don't think so. I think she wants
Beyonce.
Licorice sauce. What?
Beyonce?
I don't know. I can't remember. Some
Madonna.
Get like that, don't they? And that's what these people are worshipping, this being that they believe, if they sort of grovel to, is going to be fantastic to them when they're dead.
Toya Wilcox.
No. Not Toya Wilcox. You talk bollocks sometimes, don't you?
I'm trying to reel off the names of women singers.
Anyway, listen, moving on. I parked the Russian thing there. I didn't get anywhere with that. If anybody's got any suggestions as to what Russia could really, what we could do about Russia, I would be absolutely amazed. Now, I want to talk about something else, which is in the news. This is about, and I mentioned, you know, I'm quite big in Saudi Arabia. Apparently, the James Whale, this show, is listened to regularly. But here's the thought, which I discussed on the Talk Radio show. Two great topics on Talk Radio this week. Well, it might have been last week or 2 weeks ago, depending on when you were listening to this. One was male masturbation. Although, funnily enough, talking about that, there is, I noticed, up on my website, one of my old programs about masturbation, where I interview Dr. Ruth Westenheimer, or something like that, about 25 years ago.
Yeah, is that the one where the women are sat in a circle entertaining themselves?
Yes. Yeah. I'd forgotten I did that, but I did. It's quite a good show, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's all up there.
Yes, I know. I watched a bit of it yesterday, just reminded me of how young I once was. So go to my website, jameswellradio.co.uk. But if you're easily offended by masturbation, do not watch that show. I have a whole map of the country and point out where people wank in the country. I don't think I use that word, but that's a word that everybody knows what you're talking. Some people don't even know what masturbation is.
I'm leaving.
You say wank, they do.
I'm leaving wank in.
Yeah, I don't see there's anything wrong with wank. It's not like cunt, is it?
Yeah, I'm having to take that one out.
Anyway. Why are we, do you know, just talking about bad language and bad behaviour, do you have ever remember Derek and Clive, the Derek and Clive tapes?
I remember the horse racing one, which is the most famous one. Yeah.
Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
Yeah.
Who had two characters called Derek and Clive. And if you could ever hear any, and it was long before the time of podcasts and stuff like that, they would just sit down and record a conversation. Like, well, I suppose a bit like this in a way, where they would talk bollocks about stuff, but the language, you never heard that kind of language in those days, and they became huge hits. And if you could ever get one, have a listen. Derek and Clive by Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. Very funny. Not if you're easily offended, though.
YouTube the horse race, Derek and Clive.
Hmm. Now, so anyway. This was one of the male circumcision. We talked about. We did that last week, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing: Donald Trump coming to this country for a state visit. Let's have some coffee. Hold on. Donald Trump coming to this country for a state visit. Are we? No, he's not. If Donald Trump sets foot in this country, there will be mass demonstrations about his disgusting and appalling behaviour. Am I right or am I wrong?
There'll be a few people out and about, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And to be fair, America isn't a bad country, really, if you don't go down to the sort of middle America where the rednecks are, the white supremacists, the people who think God still exists all those, the Bible Belt, you know, there are bits of America I would avoid if I were you, and I've been to some of them, so let me tell you, don't go. Go to New York's nice, Chicago is a great city, Boston's nice, but anyway, it's all right, you could go there. But would you want to go to Saudi Arabia, where if you do the wrong thing, you end up in prison? If you were to do a radio show like this, you'd probably be executed. They still, by the way, execute children by all sorts of disgusting means. They carry out crucifixions, beheadings, amputations. Their execution rate has gone way up, hundreds executed, and there is no freedom. Although the Saudis say that they are modernising themselves, and women will be allowed to go to football matches.
Really? No football for women?
Yeah, because they weren't allowed to go out. Oh. Women will be allowed to drive cars, but I think the male member of their family has to give permission. I'm not sure if they can just get
quite right
to drive.
Yes. Yeah. Quite right.
And they're going to make it a little bit easier for women, which is... I mean, we might joke about things, but that is disgusting behaviour. That is, you're talking about a human being who has as many rights as any other human being because of their genitals being a different shape and a different use should not mean that they are treated differently. That's the end of my feminist schmozzle. I just made up a word.
You did, yes.
So, imagine my surprise in the discussion on the radio we've had over the week when we find that we're rolling out the red carpet for Prince Mohammed bin whatever his name is. But are we protesting about him? Not really. Few protesters about the disgusting attacks on Yemen with British arms. Theresa May gets up in the Commons and says, well, we're very good friends with the Saudis. And listen, our security relies on the Saudis. They're a bunch of... Listen, just put the Saudis in their place. In fact, why don't we just invade, if you feel... that we should be invading the Saudis and liberating the people, if you've read. I don't really believe that. But look, it's a thought. Let's take their money off them. They're running out anyway, aren't they? Here's a bloke who presides over a country that executes more people than ever before, that carries out crucifixions where women are treated as servants or worse. And we're bending over backwards. So they're very good friends of ours. We have historic links with the Saudis. Bollocks.
Can I ask a really stupid question?
Yeah, go on.
Why would he want to come to the UK?
Because he likes our weapons. He wants to buy a few more, and he needs some friends in the West.
But he must.
And he's a big pal of Trump's now as well. So, yeah. Listen, if you had a choice between buying a really flash apartment in the middle of London or one in America, where would you go? You'd come here.
Yeah, but not if you don't like women walking around doing daily things.
They don't want their women doing it, but they love to come here and see other women.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, they love it.
Strange people.
Very strange people. Very, very strange. So I asked the question, why are we rolling out the red carpet for Prince Mohammed bin Thingamabob and protesting about the prospect of Donald Trump's state visit? And Alan McKinnon said on Facebook, he said, don't be naive, James. Me? It's just optics and pragmatism. Is it? Okay. Donna Marie Stoker says it's balmy. I agree, Donna. Robert Wildmore says, yep, guns and oil say it all. But we can frack a few places. There's loads of oil just needing to be fracked up under Blackpool. Let's get it out. And anyway, you know, we're going to be able to use various other forms to power transportation in the near future. Well, we don't have to worry about that. And if our relationship means that we just want them because we're selling weapons to them, what happens if one day they turn the weapons on us? John Arkler says, exactly. Where are all the marches and the protests trying to stop this? Oh, yes, it's more to do with destroying Brexit for them. Yeah, it's a very good point. Alan Goodfellow, I wouldn't roll out the red carpet for either of them. Chris Bennett says, got to laugh at the timing of the visit, International Non-Muslim Women's Day. Oh, dear. Steve Riley, because we would not want to offend the religion of peace, you know how easy they get offended. Yeah, I suppose that's another good point. Shawaz Khan says, it's crazy, isn't it, James? Double standards and no questions asked. Shawaz, you're absolutely right. And Karen says, I have no idea, but it's wrong. Donald Trump is the US president, and we should be treating him with a little more respect. He is ridiculed and the butt of many political jokes. Would this have happened when the other presidents were in office? No, but it seems Trump is fair game. He hasn't been here on a state visit yet, which is very disrespectful. The USA is our sister country, and we need their support. I couldn't give a shit about Prince Mohammed's visit. That's Karen Bowman. Don't mix your words, Karen. Yeah, but we don't normally give US presidents a state visit for ages, so it's not disrespectful. And I don't think it's our sister country, really, because they don't actually like us that much. They never helped us until it was a bit late in the First and Second World Wars. They insisted on coming in a bit late when they felt threatened. Finally, Rob Riley. I wonder if that's Steve's brother, says, well, we aren't, but Theresa May is. This is so she can sell them lots of shiny new weapons, which once they have finished wiping out the people of Yemen, will end up with the nutters and be used against us. Trump can go suck on a big fat bag of them too. All right, that's not very nice, is it, to be honest? But at least in this country, we can take the piss. I also... I'm worried about nationalism. You know, I'm a great opponent of Brexit. I think Brexit is self-inflicted wound. I won't go on about it. We talk about it a lot, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of time to talk about it as well in the future. I think Brexit's the biggest fucking mistake anybody has made. And in a time when the world is getting more dangerous, we want to sit out on our own. I have it's just bloody stupid. And the people who voted for Brexit in various areas, quite often quite a lot of deprived areas of this country voted for Brexit because they think the European Union is making them poor. Nobody is, compared with a lot of other countries, poor in this country. But there will be people who get a shock if we ever do leave the European Union, because there will be a lot of people who are perhaps having an easy life at the moment, moaning about how hard their life is, but actually finding it quite easy, will then suddenly find that their benefits are cut or stopped unless they actually do a job, which they will be given. And I can assure you that this is on the cards. So I'm concerned that racism, because a lot of, after Brexit, there were some real thickos going around. A mate of mine who's, actually he's half Saudi, but we don't talk about that. Walking down the street one day, he said, this bloke came up to him and said, listen, you'll be going soon then. We're leaving Europe. You'll be going. I don't suppose the bloke had ever been anywhere other than Blackpool or Margate, had he? I mean, he'd never been abroad. Obviously, didn't understand that people, in Europe don't necessarily have dark skins. Not every Saudi's bad, by the way. I'm just talking about the ones who insist on trying to force their views down everybody's throat and treat women appallingly.
Sorry, did I send you the replies to the Facebook question about the rise of racism in the UK?
Hang on. Is racism on the rise again in this country? That's my worry. And Mark says, yes, it is. And it's one of the worst countries in the EU for it. I think France is pretty bad in certain areas of France. Jack, and I've been in France a lot, Jack McCurrup says, I don't think racism on the rise at all. Intolerance of religion may be more like the right answer. And justified too. I'm sick and tired of the huge changes to this country to suit the minorities. We must be the only mugs in the world to do so. And I agree with that. Because, you know, if you want to come and live in this country, great. Absolutely great. No problem at all. If you want to come and live in this country, make your life better. If you come here to make your life better, and people say, oh, they're only economic migrants. Good for you. Shows a bit of gumption, in my view. But come here, pay tax, work hard, and live the British life. Absolutely fantastic. But don't come here to this country to try and change the way we live. Don't come here. You see, I would love to have gone to live in France, but I'm not very good at languages. I get by in French. I can get by, but I'm not really good enough to sort of make that my home. And in France, they don't. You know, they don't pander to you. In lots of other European countries, other countries, they don't have everything in every language. Under the sun, if you go to the NHS now and you can't speak English, they'll find out what language you are and find all the forms, or if not, they'll get an interpreter. I think we should stop doing that. If you come to this country, if you're an asylum seeker and you need help, we will help you. If you come here as to better your life or because you want to live here, then come here and embrace the way we live. This is not a religious country. And I know we go over, bend over backwards and pretend that, oh, yes, we are. And we're not. If you want to be, you can be any fucking religion you want in this country. You can worship anything you want in this country. But don't complain about the fact that, oh, the country doesn't do this and for our religion you should do this. Because quite frankly, I don't think we should do anything for any religion. If you want to take Fridays off, if you want to take Saturdays off, if you want to take Sundays off, if you can do it, you do it. If not, get over it. I absolutely, absolutely agree with you, Jack. You know, I don't care who lives in this country as long as you enjoy living here and you help make this country prosperous. End of. Rob says, I think hatred is on the rise across the board. Islamophobia, anti-Semitism are making a big comeback, although the gays seem to be off the hook of late. Nice work, gays. Dave Hills says, look at the statistics and it is rising quite sharply. However, this trend started many years before Brexit. So whilst it's true racism has risen post-Brexit, it was rising as fast beforehand. And from memory, the trend started in 2012. So we have to ask ourselves, what happened in 2012 to trigger this?
Well, that would be the Olympics then.
Really? All right. Anyway, so those are some of the reports. I think, yeah, racism is on. And racism is such a destructive and any sort of often caused by people wanting to be treated differently because of they think they are different. And I think that has to stop as well. We're all human beings. We're all the same, you know, really. Well, who was that great saying, poke me and I bleed or something like that?
Well, it's a good anyway.
Maybe that's not. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, probably a very good time to have a little bit of music. So, Smile, brand new single from Z Kraski, Poland's hopeful answer to Ed Sheeran, an instant radio-friendly slice of Europop. Do, Remainers, all of us, enjoy this.
Drive away, yeah.
Okay, so there we are. That was that's Poland's answer to Ed Sheeran, Z Kreski, and Smile. Got a little letter in from Rob, who says, I'm taking a massive punt here, but I am fundraising for a little boy in hospital called Alfie Evans. And I've written, recorded and released a track off my own back for him entitled You're Amazing. Every single penny of the profits will go to the Just Giving cause. I have been racking my brains on how to generate sales for this. It would be great if you could give a mention and let people know it's available for download on iTunes. I appreciate that this may not be possible, but like I said, it's a long shot. Well, listen, Rob, if Rob can get a little taster of the single, we could give it a little spin, and then if people like it, they could go and download it and donate. I think that's what they could do, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll email him after the show.
Yeah. Before you do, just check out that that's all on the app. I'm sure it is, but just, you know, check it out.
Okay, I'll do a background check.
Yeah. Right, time for you to do tech talk.
Okay, then. James has just unplugged himself, so I'm doing tech talk by myself. Actually, to be honest, that's quite handy because he normally interrupts or makes stupid noises. So let's get through tech talk as quick as we can. Clocks in Europe are running up to 6 minutes slower than they should be. This is something to do with a dispute over the amount of power that Kosovo and Serbia are providing. The frequency, basically, of the national grid is being altered continually, and the clocks... And I'm talking about the clocks inside cookers and microwaves. They calculate their timings based upon the frequency that's generated from the national grid. Good news is Britain has its own national grid and our clocks are fine. And the other news I have this week is Dyson have a new V10 cordless vacuum cleaner. It has a new battery that lasts up to 60 minutes long, so that's enough to do your whole house. And it also has a new digital motor, which is super fast, and it generates an airflow inside each cyclone that can travel 120 miles per hour. In doing so, can generate 79,000 G. So that's pretty good. And apparently they're not going to be developing any more vacuum cleaners that plug into the socket on the wall. Isn't that good news? And films... the film I saw in the cinema this week is I, Tonya. It's a biography about a Olympic figure skater. It's one for Blu-ray. And all I've got to do now is find James. So there's going to have to be a little bit of clever editing right here.
Rob, it wasn't that I wasn't here. I just dropped off when you started doing the movies as well.
That's fine. I just went through the my script.
Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway... brilliant. Rob, what can I say? That was one of the best I've heard.
Or not, as the case may be.
No. I mean, it's just, you know, I was in delayed reception.
I'm sure you'll get it next week when you listen back.
Anyway, have you got any questions for me? Maybe a couple?
I've got questions for the whale. I have one page here. Here we go. Right.
Go on.
Okay. David Heath.
Yeah.
Do you remember a guy who was on your TV show who sang the worst song in the world? It was about his girlfriend who liked to squeeze zits on his back.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. What was his name? I mean, we're talking 25, 30 years ago.
As if by magic, I have it here. Let's have a listen.
OK, ladies and gentlemen, I have now with me a gentleman called Bob Wood, who has just been voted in the News of the World, lovely newspaper last week, the singer of the worst song in the world. You can listen, you can laugh, you can join in. First of all, these are aeroplane issue. Oh, no, they're not. These are North Sea Ferry Scandinavian Seaways issue sick bags. Pass them along. OK, give me a... Just in case you feel you want to throw up, pass those along. All right, I want them back afterwards if you don't use them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Wood and the Zit Song.
My girlfriend Donna loved to squeeze the spots on my back. Some with heads of yellow and some with heads of black. She squeezed and squeezed every day until there were no more. Then quite upset, she said goodbye and walked out through the door. I knew I had to win her back through my own hard work and toil. So I set about the tricky task of cultivating boils. I pricked my skin with rusty pins and filled the holes with dirt. I never washed for a month and I never changed my shirt. Soon boils and spots and sores began to break out on my skin. I carefully picked the scabs off to allow some more germs in. Then one day I called her up and asked her for a date. When I told her I'd got lots of spots, Donna couldn't wait. I drew boils and spots and runny sores, for why I hear you wonder. It's like the old proverb says, an abscess makes the heart grow fonder. Sick bags at the ready for the second half. More repeats on TV. I bet you're wondering what she did with all that runny pus. She saved it up in jam jars for reasons you'll soon suss. She kept a little restaurant whose name doesn't matter, and she dipped her fish in the pus to make golden crunchy butter. She put some in her cake mix to make genuine spotted dick. She warmed some up for custard, then poured it on thick. For Italians, she'd make pasta, served as the main course, and mix a bit of blood with the pus for a real bolognese sauce. She served rashers of bacon and salad with coleslaw. Her special is a Donna kebab. Everyone shouts for more. If the health inspector only knew, he'd close her down today. But he likes the food at Donna's. It's got a spot in Egon Rone. I drew boils and spots and runny sores, for why I hear you wonder. It's like the old proverb says, an abscess makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, something very, very therapeutic about squeezing zits. Anyway, go on.
David Hazlitt, do you like doing housework?
I've got used to it now and I do it and I'm happy to do it because of the situation I'm in at the moment. Do I like it? Quite repetitive. I've become slightly obsessed as well. So that people come to the house now to visit my wife, I say, take your shoes off. Don't touch anything. But I'll get over that.
Okay. Mark Moody, why is International Women's Day so unfair? I want to be called Loretta.
I think you can call yourself anything you want. I mean, I think you'd suit the name Twat, but, you know, you could call yourself Loretta if you want.
Okay, last one. Anne Evans, is the law for the lawless?
Of course, who else is the law for? Of course it's for the lawless. Got to keep these bastards in line. Of course, you're absolutely right. And very well said. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the messages. Keep listening to our programmes here online. Don't forget, Talk Radio, 7 till 10, Monday to Thursday evening. Call in, 0344 499 1000. Go to the website, you check out some of our little videos as well, some of my old programs at jameswellradio.co.uk. And Rob, give them the email address if they want to get in touch with us here for anything we might be able to help you with, or if you've got something you'd like to contribute to the program, this is the address.
Yeah, it's jameswellradio@gmail.com. And if you want to send your MP3s to play music on the show, do that as well there.
Good. I'm going to go and rescue the dogs. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Talk again very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.